Hey everybody, my name's Casey, and welcome to Calico VPP, All You Can Eat Networking. I'm a software engineer at Tigera, where I work as one of the core developers on a project called Calico. And I'm really excited to be here today with Alois, who's been doing some excellent work in the Calico community, bringing compatibility with VPP networking.
Hey everyone, my name is Alois, and I'm super excited to have the opportunity to talk about the work we've been doing to make a new data plane for Calico based on VPP. But before we dive into that, let's hear from Casey how Calico was built and how the architecture of Calico made this integration possible.
So I'd like to start by giving a quick overview of Calico, how it works, and some of the lower-level design decisions that the Calico team made, which have helped to enable some of this work that Eloise has been doing with the VPP team at Cisco. But to start, Calico is an open-source Kubernetes networking and network policy implementation. It works with Kubernetes pods, Kubernetes nodes, VMs outside of Kubernetes, as well as legacy workloads. And it really is meant to provide rich networking and network policy APIs that can be used to operate large Kubernetes clusters. So for those of you who aren't familiar with it, at a really high level, it works something like this. Users configure high-level descriptions of how they want the network to behave, either using the Kubernetes API itself, the Calico native APIs, or both. And this is stuff like network policies, BGP configurations, etc. This user-specified configuration is merged with information that and context that Calico has on each node. And then Calico combines that result and calculates the correct set of network programming that needs to be set up for each node and each pod. Drilling down a little bit further, here's what's actually happening on each node. There are two main components. There's a plugin called the CNI plugin, which stands for the Container Networking Interface plugin, which is partnered with this thing called the IPAM plugin, which does IP address management. These plugins are called whenever a pod is created or destroyed on a node, and it's responsible for setting up and tearing down local networking for those pods as they come and go. Calico node is the second main per node component, which is a long-lived agent that makes sure the right routing and policy config is programmed for each pod for the entire life of that pod. The Calico node itself is again broken into two main subcomponents. So Felix is responsible for the local programming of network policy, and Bird, which is another open source project, which is used when BGP is required to distribute routes through the network stack. Each of these components obviously needs to be pretty tightly coupled with the underlying network technology, which brings us to one of the core design philosophies that the Calico team has followed while building the project. And that is to use the right tool for the job. So technology and implementations change over time, and as engineers, it's really easy to lose sight of this. We get really excited about certain pieces of technology and lose sight of the more important thing, which is how to leverage that technology to solve problems. In other words, what we really want to do is make sure the design of the software enables using the right technology to solve the various problems and use cases that our users have. There are a lot of examples of how this mindset shows up in Calico. multiple built-in networking techniques, compatibility with a wide array of third-party plugins, etc. But the main decision that I want to talk about today is the separation of our control plane functions and data plane functions, and how that enables Calico to meet a wide variety of use cases by leveraging different underlying data plane technologies. So conceptually, this is a pretty common pattern in networking. You keep software that performs complex routing calculations separate from the higher performance packet processing code. But for Calico, I see a more important consequence of this pattern than just resource isolation. When we first built Calico, it supported only a single data plane, that is standard Linux networking pipeline routing and filtering using IP tables. But we were clear that we wanted to make the code in such a way that we could extend support to additional data planes in the future. We wanted to be able to do this as easily as possible. This gives us future proofing and allows us flexibility to choose the best tool for the job, not to get fixated on a single data plane technology. So to do this, we pulled all of the intelligence into a subcomponent of Felix that we call the calculation graph. And we built an internal API between this and a swappable data plane driver component. This data plane driver is designed to be as simple as possible, basically just translate the events emitted by the calculation graph into the appropriate messages for the underlying data plane. And it leaves the hard work of actually interpreting configuration, performing calculations, and making decisions up to the calculation graph. And that allows us to reuse that difficult calculation graph code across a wide array of data plane implementations. And while we started with just one implementation, we've since been able to extend support to a whole bunch of technologies, including an eBPF data plane, a Windows HNS data plane, and obviously what we're here to talk about today, which is the data plane built on VPP. And for completeness, while those slides were focused on how this works on Felix, the Calico CNI plugin, the other half of the puzzle, also supports a pluggable interface based on gRPC, in addition to the default compiled and implementation. The last thing that I wanted to say about Calico before I hand over to Eloise is really the most important ingredient, which is the collaborative community surrounding it. It's through this community that we were able to meet and build a relationship with Eloise. And I'm going to hand over to him now so that he can share with you some of the really cool work he's been doing to integrate VPP into the Calico ecosystem.
Thanks, Casey. So now let's take a closer look at how we leverage this infrastructure to fit VPP under Calico and use it as a data plane for Kubernetes. First, a few words about VPP. So it has been presented many times here, so we won't spend too much time on it. But in short, VPP is a user space network data plane, which is really, really highly optimized, both on the data plane side and also on the API side. The API is really fast. It's easily extensible through plugins, which is a property that we leveraged for the Calico integration. And if you'd like to learn more about it, there are lots of presentations available around that show the architecture and that go into a lot of detail. Now, for the Calico VPP integration, basically what we do is that we add VPP as a data plane under Calico. So when you deploy Calico VPP, you will get one VPP instance on each of the nodes of your Kubernetes cluster. And VPP will process all the container traffic. So it will do the routing, of course, but it will also implement some Kubernetes-specific bits, such as the policies, the service virtual IP load balancing, maybe SourceNet for the outgoing traffic as well, and so on and so on. We wanted to make it really easy to configure. So in addition to the normal Calico configuration, the only thing that you need to configure for Calico VPP is an interface name. Which is the interface that VPP will take and use to communicate with the outside. We have developed a couple custom plugins for the Kubernetes-specific part for this integration. So we have one plugin that is dedicated to service load balancing and NAT, and one plugin which is made specifically to enforce Calico policies in an efficient manner. We also configure VPP by default in a way which is very friendly for container environments. So among other things, we use interrupt mode instead of poll mode to save on CPU cycles. We can run without huge pages, which removes one configuration step before deploying Calico VPP. And we support GSO and GRO to allow containers to communicate more efficiently through their interfaces and to reduce the load on the Linux transport stack. Now you may wonder why we did this. Of course, there is nothing wrong with the existing data planes for Calico, but we believe that VPP can bring a number of interesting properties to the table, both because it's a user space networking stack, and also, of course, because of the level of optimization that went into VPP. So the first and main benefit of the VPP data plane will be its performance. As we will show later in the benchmarks, VPP really outperforms the Linux kernel, particularly when encryption is involved. It has, I think, the fastest IPsec implementation available today, which is great if you want to encrypt the traffic between your nodes. And since recently, it also has a WireGuard implementation that outperforms the kernel implementation. Also, because we aren't bound by the kernel frameworks, we get a lot of freedom to implement the features that we require in a Kubernetes context in VPP. So for instance, we developed our custom plugins for NAT and for policies that do what is required for Kubernetes and just that. So of course, they're really optimized in that way. VPP's extensibility can also be useful in other ways. For instance, if you like to do something unusual with your container traffic, like encapsulate part of it to send it somewhere, well, or do any kind of other processing, it's way simpler to develop a VPP plugin to do that than to hack your kernel stack. Just because, you know, VPP is deployed as a regular container, so you can restart it very easily. You can iterate much faster. You don't need to restart a machine to take your changes into account. And finally, another benefit of VPP is that it has very few dependencies on the kernel. It basically requires just two interfaces and just a very basic network functions. So this can be really useful in a hosted environment, for instance, where you don't control the kernel version. With Calico VPP, you would still be able to support the latest and greatest features of Calico, even if your kernel would be too old to support them with the other data planes. Now, because VPP is a user space stack, there are several things that will be different when you use the VPP data planes compared to the other Calico data planes. As we can see here on the topology, VPP on the right is inserting itself between the host and the external network. So on startup, it will grab one of the interfaces of the host that we call the uplink interface here. And then it will create a tune interface in the host to restore its connectivity. So all the addresses and routes that were present on the uplink interface will be put on the tune interface so that the host can keep interacting with the outside as it normally does. And when it needs to connect a pod, VPP will create a tune interface for it, which will be placed in the pod's network namespace and give it access to the network. One of the nice things with that is that since we use tune interfaces and not vis interfaces, there is absolutely no layer 2 in the pod, so we don't have to care about ARP entries and neighbors. And that matches better with the Kubernetes network model, which is pure layer 3. Here we can take a closer look at the packet flow on a pod that's running on a Calico VPP node. So the application running in the pod is completely unchanged. It uses regular socket APIs from the kernel to send and receive traffic. And then the kernel transport stack is generating the corresponding packet and sending them to VPP through the tune interface. VPP then handles this packet, so it can forward them to the outside, do load balancing if needed, segmentation, and so on.